Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Transformation Tuesday with Dr. Rose. I'm happy to have you guys online today, and I'm sure more will be joining us in the next couple of minutes. Great topic today. I'm really excited about talking about the sixth sense or intuition or that gut feeling that so many of us have heard about, but, you know, really don't give a whole lot of thought to. Before we get started, I want to let you guys know also that all of the Transformation Tuesday calls are now available on iTunes for free under my podcast. So those of you who have missed some calls or would like to re-listen to some or, you know, share it with friends or family, you can go to iTunes, search under podcasts. And just put in my name, Dr. Rose Moten, and the whole list of all my Transformation Tuesday conference calls are there. So that's really exciting. You can actually subscribe to the podcast. So anytime I upload any new calls, you will automatically be notified. So you can take your Transformation Tuesday on the go with you. I'm excited about it. So hopefully you guys can take advantage of it. Once again, thank you guys for joining me today. We're going to be talking about the sixth sense or intuition. When you think about it, you think about growing up in grade school and how we're taught the five senses, you know, touch, taste, smell, all those good senses, sight, sound. And we're taught about how those five senses are necessary and crucial in helping us navigate, learn the world, and just really just get around more successfully in the world. But the sense that our instructors and educators, especially in this country, have really failed to give much attention to, which arguably I believe is one of the most important senses you can have, is that sense of intuition. That sense of intuition, or that sixth sense, as it's called. People often ask, you know, how would you define intuition or sixth sense? And I like to use this analogy that I heard years ago. There was a woman who had written a book about intuition, and she said intuition is likened to, imagine if you were born and you were told that you only had, you know, one arm, like it was the norm, like everyone only had one arm, and you spent most of your life with the other arm tied behind your back. And then one day someone says to you, hey, you know, you got another arm behind there, and they untie that arm. And you just imagine just how much better you could navigate the world with this additional arm. You know, intuition is like another tool to help you navigate the world that many of us are not using. You know, intuition is inherent in all creatures on this earth, from salmon who can find their way hundreds, even thousands of miles back to their original spawning place, to birds who instinctively know when to fly south. Even your basic caterpillar is so intuitively aware that when the time has come for that caterpillar to build a cocoon around itself and transform in a butterfly, it knows. No one has to tell that butterfly. So you think about these basic, you know, animals on this earth who don't have the mental or the brain capacity we have, who are really utilizing their intuition, their instinct to navigate the world, and us, you know, who have this beautiful, beautiful gift of just reason and intellect. We have kind of foregone intuition for just reason and intellect, which is not a good thing. Even, you know, even more recently, there was a 2005, if those of you who remember the big tsunami in the Indian Ocean, but there was a 2005 National Geographic article that documented eyewitness accounts of animal behavior before the devastating tsunami that originated in the Indian Ocean. And even according to eyewitness events, the days leading up to the tsunami, elephants screamed and ran for higher ground, dogs refused to go outside, and zoo animals rushed into their shelters. And they couldn't even be enticed out, not even for food to come back out. So these animals, in their gut, their sixth sense was telling them danger was coming. How many of us have had that happen? I know I can raise my hand, and I'm among that group who have had a gut feeling about something that I didn't follow up with, and regrettably so. And I think a lot of you guys can relate to that as well. But as I began to get more into just this philosophy, all this stuff that I talk about transformation and the blending of science with spirituality and metaphysics, I started to really lean more heavily on my intuition. And I can honestly say that it has really stepped in and protected me in many instances, not only protected me, but also, you know, made me more aware of my surroundings. Think about it. How many times have you walked into a room where there could be people in the room, but the room is all of a sudden silent, and you can feel that something's not right in that room? Your sixth sense is alert. It's almost like those of you who are into like the comic strips, your spidey senses, so to speak. They are there to protect you. So think about some of the times in your life where you've had a gut feeling or intuition about something, and it panned out. Either it panned out or you didn't listen. You kind of talked yourself out of it. It didn't pan out. In my book, Bloom, Seven Steps to Personal Transformation, I talk about one particular. I talk about many instances, personal instances I've had with my intuition. One in particular, I can remember almost now, 19 years ago, I was asleep. Intuition can come to you in many ways. It can come to you as that small voice. It can come to you as just a feeling. Even some of us can look at things and kind of just get a feeling about something. So intuition alerts us through many of our other senses. But in this particular night, I was asleep, and I was awakened by a voice telling me, of all things, to get up and take a pregnancy test. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's a weird dream, you know, and I went back to sleep. Within minutes, the voice is back telling me, get up and take a pregnancy test. And I tried to ignore it again because there was no, you know, suspicion of me being pregnant. I actually, at that time, had a horrible sinus infection, and I had gone to the doctor just 2 days earlier to get some antibiotics to get rid of this sinus infection. Again, the voice came back within minutes, get up and take it. I realized I wasn't going to get any sleep, got up, took the pregnancy test. Pregnancy test came back negative. I felt so foolish, went back to bed, threw it in the garbage. Within 20 minutes, I'm up again. The voice is back saying, get up and get it out the garbage. Okay. Now, at this point, I'm thinking, okay, I'm either losing my mind or this is just some recurring dream that's not going to leave me alone. I realized that I wasn't going to get any sleep. I got up, got the test out the garbage, and sure enough, it was showing positive at that time. And what I do know is that if I had started that round of antibiotics, it was a powerful group of antibiotics that the doctor had given me, that it potentially could have been harmful to that pregnancy. And I liken that voice, that intuition, that gut feeling as that sixth sense warning me, protecting me, protecting this unborn child who on Friday will be 18, by the way. So intuition can come to you in so many ways. There's so many examples I have in my book that talk about that. Even with the Twin Towers, there were many people who said they just got up that morning and something was telling them, just stay home, don't go to work. So let's talk about things you can do that can increase your intuition. Keep in mind, anything beyond the five senses can be difficult for people to accept. I understand that because, again, we live in a society, if you can't feel it, touch it, see it, it's not real. But think about it. How many of you have actually seen God? But we know God exists, many of us, those of us who believe in a higher power. Billions of people on this planet believe in a higher power, but we've never seen it. We believe in the existence of many things we can't see or measure. But through our experience, we know they exist. And through my experience, I know intuition, that sixth sense, that gut feeling exists. And not only exists, it really helps me just to navigate my world and to thrive better and to be more successful in life. There are people from Isaac Newton to Einstein to folks who have invented some of the most technology that have advanced us so far just as a race, you know, a human race, that credit their discoveries to intuition, where they say they would spend hours trying to think of a solution to a problem. But when they stopped thinking about it, the solution came to them. Anyone from the guy who invented the sewing machine, he talked about how he struggled for basically years trying to figure out how to just create this thing. And then he says one night in a dream, it came to him. You know, Einstein is credited, and this is something that I put on my social media page, Facebook, yesterday. Einstein is quoted saying, the only real valuable thing in life is intuition. He considered the intuitive mind a sacred gift, and the rational mind, you know, that mind that talks us out of things, he considered that a faithful servant. And according to him, we've created a society that honors the servant, and we've forgotten this gift of intuition. So we're going to, this morning, in the next few minutes, talk about how you can uncover your intuitive style and start using your intuition to benefit you, not only to benefit you, to help you become more successful and to thrive in life. So one way to strengthen your sixth sense is to practice conscious awareness. And I'm taking this directly from my book, Bloom, Seven Steps of Personal Transformation. So conscious awareness is nothing more, and I did, I believe, a Transformation Tuesday on this. We're learning to just live in the present moment. Living in the moment connects you to your immediate environment. So those of you who may be driving now or getting ready for work, a lot of stuff we do automatically, and because we do it so automatically, we're not living in the moment. We just let our habit takes over. But when you are aware, when you allow yourself to be consciously aware, you're better able to receive signals from all of your senses, including the sixth sense. And that includes being present in that moment, being present in that moment, allow the messages, the communication from that intuition to feed into you. Second step is to be open-minded and non-judgmental. You know, many of us, myself included, that's something that I've worked on over the years and continue to work on, at being just non-judgmental and being open-minded, because the concept of the sixth sense has received a bad rap due to misconceptions that have been perpetuated throughout history by not only society but some religious institution. But these myths have led to many to be very resistant to the ideal of a sixth sense. Also, being judgmental and not being open-minded, it prevents you from establishing a platform which you can build upon. You know, when you are open-minded, you can learn to tear down the defenses that get in the way of your gut speaking to you. Because when you have defenses up, it's hard for that intuition to get in and really speak to you as it wants to. The third step is unleash the kid in you. Unleash the kid in you. So you think about young children. Young children are very intuitive. They can know when a person walks in the room if that person is a good person or a bad person. They are, you know, as they say, you know, out of the mouth of babes, because there is such a connection that young kids have to their intuitive sense because they have not built those defenses up. So if you start to unleash the kid in you, play more. You know, I mean, seriously, play. This weekend I went out and I got an ice cream cone, and I felt like a kid out there with an ice cream cone, and I walked around the streets, and it was just like feeling like a kid again. So anything you can do to kind of just reconnect with the kid in you is a great way to strengthen your intuition. Engage in artistic coloring, doodle, draw, sing, you know, color. Just old-fashioned play will activate the right side of your brain hemisphere, which is believed to be the part of the brain activated when we are utilizing our sixth sense. Because our society has become so left-brain dominant with all our logical and concrete thinking, that our right brain has suffered what we call atrophy. You know, when a person doesn't use a muscle, it atrophies. It becomes weaker and weaker. So just as a muscle that isn't utilized becomes weak, our right brain, because it's not being engaged enough, has become very weak. But just like any muscle, we can build that intuitive muscle back up by engaging in these different steps that I'm talking about today. So revert back to childhood activities like play a game of jacks, You know, start watching, looking at the clouds in the sky. Anything that can help you really build up that right brain and that intuitive area of your brain is going to help. The next step is to write it down. Write it down, journal, or write down any ideas, words, or phrases that come to you when you're brainstorming or problem solving, because all of this involves action that thought is intended for, to plan or create strategy. We've talked about this before. However, it's not uncommon to have flashes of insight, intuition, or even premonition sandwiched in between your thoughts. Writing your thoughts down, if you're struggling with some difficulty in your life or trying to find a solution or something, just start writing. Just start and see what comes out, because that insight and information from the sixth sense will come so spontaneously, even when you're not brainstorming or problem solving, that it can be easily forgotten. So it's a good thing to write it down when it comes to you. Next up is to practice guessing. A game I used to like to play with my children when they were younger in their elevators is to guess what elevator will be the first to arrive, or what will be the color of the next car that passes us, or who will be the next person that calls the phone. These are all fun exercises, again, that helps to build that muscle, guessing, believe it or not. Over time, you will be amazed at how accurate your guesses start to become, because you'll be tuning more in to your intuition, to that sixth sense. Observe others as you encounter others, be it in the workplace, at home, or in public places like restaurants or stores. Notice their nonverbal behaviors. Look, really pay attention. See people. Because if you notice people, their nonverbal behaviors, their facial expression, their gestures, you can really tune into that person. You can tell what they're feeling. Are they happy? Are they despondent? You know, what might they be thinking? What is the first feeling that comes to your mind regarding this person? Are they excited or hurried, happy, sad? So with even my clients, family, and friends, I use my intuition to gather information. I've had clients in the past who would come back and ask me later on, you know, are you psychic? And I'd say, where'd that come from? They said, because you really could tune into what I was thinking or what I was saying. And I you know, no one ever picked up on these particular fears of mine. And it has nothing to do with necessarily psychic ability. It has more to do with the fact that when you are intuitive, you can really tune into people and you can get the information that help you better relate to people. And that's one way of being successful in life and thriving in life as well. And the last step is to meditate, to meditate. You know, meditation, I'm going to tell you guys, and I'll do a talk on this to explain this more, but it's the surest, quickest way to connect to your sixth sense. The importance of meditation cannot be underestimated. Even those of you who have ever read this book called Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert, one of the lines she said in there just really resonates with me. She says, prayer is the act of speaking to God, and meditation is the act of listening. So if you start to consider your intuitive sense, your sixth sense, as God speaking to you and directing you, you know, it makes more sense there. You're more able to tune into the frequency of your sixth sense when you meditate regularly. In order to go up meaning being able to connect to a higher self, you have to take your physiological body down, and that's what meditation does. It reduces your heart rate, your pulse, your blood pressure. It takes all the physiological things about you down so you can go up spiritually. Doesn't that make sense? So those are the seven steps. This recording will be available later on today online, as I said, and also it'll be available in my podcast, so you can search iTunes and get it off my podcast as well. And as always, you guys, those of you who don't have a copy of Bloom's Seven Steps of Personal Transformation, you can go to my website. You can download the first chapter for free if you sign up for my mailing list, or you can order a copy directly on my website there, or a Kindle copy by going to Amazon.com. But it's been my pleasure, and I want to thank you guys again for honoring me with your time talking about intuition today. Take some of these seeds that I've planted as far as building your intuition to help you become more successful and thrive in life, and let them take root and start living your life in full bloom. Thank you, guys. You all have a great, great day. Bye-bye.